last week on the movie line.
Get the other can, please.
I'll bring the other can. There's one other can back there, and I thought it was a prop for the next act. Listen, this is the one I'll go get.
Now I get Mr. Rubber bringing can for me.
All right, here's the right can. Now, you, I guess you want to do that.
I will do 140, please.
Why don't you go back to your homeboy country? Home country, boy.
I am no homeboy, please. You know, in my country, they would cut off your arm and leg for doing things like that.
Oh, shut up and open the can, you pig. Come on, open the can, you bum.
Let me go.
And now your announcer, Brian W. Feedback.
Hello and good evening. Tonight, from North Hollywood, California, we bring you live a special presentation. It's Paul Mack's 101st Tape Anniversary Celebration, featuring a new concept in telephone entertainment. We are privileged to introduce for the very first time a Paul Mack recording to be made in part by major phone celebrities.
The days of the DBS line time. The DBS line time.
Can I help you?
What city are they getting now?
That's Chicago, sir.
Where?
Chicago.
Hey, man, you wouldn't believe what's happening. You got a second? I'm here in L.A. The phone rings.
Yeah.
And I pick it up, and the phone dials a club in Hollywood. And I said to the guy before he hung up, I said, wouldn't it be funny if I got New York? And then he hung up, and the phone rang somewhere else, and it got New York, and it just... She hung up, and I'm got Chicago.
Sounds great.
It's called telecommunications.
Right.
Or what happened to the computer?
I don't know.
One of the most interesting DBS line ties available, the New York line tie, that's right.
Hi, did you know Paul Mack was having his 101st tape anniversary?
And now, this week, on the line...
Paul Mack was a little baby, sitting on his mammy's knee. He picked up a receiver, shook his head and said, "This phone line gonna be the death of me, Lord. This phone line gonna be the death of me."
When Paul Mack was a little baby,
afternoon from my next door neighbor apartment, we bring it you a live special presentation. It's Paul Mack 101st tape anniversary celebration part 2, featuring an old contraception in telephone entity or ecstasy. We are what is this word?
Just make one up, damn it.
Privileged to introduce for very first time the first Paul Mack to tape he made in two parts by Mr. Major Phone Celebrations, including by William Wilde, Bob's Ob, Nino's Telephone, Jim's Clothesline, Santa's Dwarf, and Brian Feed Me. And now, join Paul with me inside guest studios with William Wilde, Bob Orb, and wife Jim Clothesline, and me, our special guest, me.
Oh,
well,
friend.
I'll be. Look at that.
How are you? I never expected that.
Oh,
I had a phone ring.
Hey,
oh, my God.
Hey, Bob,
how are you doing?
All right.
Damn,
hey,
how are you?
Bob, how are you doing? This is great. Who's
oh,
on
wait
the phone?
Wait, hold
on. I don't know.
Everybody
no,
be quiet.
No, man, we don't
phone.
Even want... No, it's
quiet
really...
Down. Who is it?
It's Chrissy.
Oh. What do you want?
Do you want what do you want?
Oh, my...
Whose lid did I just step on? Who? Oh, my.
She said...
Scared me.
She said she won. Didn't you? Did you win? See, she won again.
She won still.
Oh, okay. All right.
Bingo buddies.
Chrissy
all right.
Just won bingo. Bob, buddy. Okay, let me just...
One word at a time.
I got to tell you one minor detail.
What's that?
She won $250.
No, you're kidding me, right? Are you kidding me?
She did
get
a dinner?
Me? She won $250?
Food.
Dinner, kids.
Yeah! Dinner! All right!
You're peeking at puppy. Okay,
I'm
just
sorry,
a minute, just a minute.
Baby.
This is exciting. I think we're going to give you something now because a friend of mine, very close to me, just won $250. So let's go into this, and we'll be back right after this piece of brilliance.
Hello, Movie Line. Who's this?
Yeah?
Hello.
Well, I've been listening to you lately.
Who is this? Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I ain't giving my name.
Okay, you've been listening.
You've been listening
to our show.
On my chest, okay.
Pardon me.
I just want to get something off my chest.
I understand.
Okay, I have this gripe with you.
You have it. Well, is there something wrong with our programming, or?
No, there's nothing wrong with your programming.
So in other words, you're saying
weak.
You, huh?
Kind of weak.
Well, this is our 101st tape. Do you have anything to say about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you've been working too hard, kid.
Huh? Working too hard.
You've been working too hard.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I think you've been more on the telephone than you've been more at your dinner plate.
Huh?
Pardon
me? No, how do you mean? I mean, I think I get my fair crack at food as well as, entertaining the general...
No, I think it's time that you started worrying about what you're eating.
Well, do you think that would affect ultimate...
I have heard what you eat.
Okay.
That's television screens.
Pardon me? What was the state of... just for the record, can you repeat that, please?
That's very Norse.
What am I eating?
Television screens.
Okay, what city are you calling from?
Timbuktu.
Well, naturally, that would explain the theory behind the television screen. Of course, on a Saturday night when you have nothing better to do,
I'll tell you this.
What's that?
I think it's time you started having your Wheaties and your Timbuktu. Well, I'll tell you this.
I'm still waiting to find out what you're going to call it.
If you've got a good, worthwhile cause...
That's right.
I can find a good donation.
So you're willing to send us money out here because we're doing
definitely,
a fine job for
definitely.
101 weeks.
Yeah. Eat and live.
And your name is...
Bullshit. I ain't giving
that. Come on. You got to tell these people who you are. I mean, there's a story behind this, folks. I mean...
Is it really?
There is a story.
Well,
who is it?
You want to hear a story?
Well, maybe another time when I have more time. But right now, I'm a little busy. We've got more things to do on our 101st tape. Do you have anything else to say to our callers before we leave you?
Oh, okay. What is that... famous saying.
I'm waiting to hear it.
Bob Hope.
Bob, okay, now you're on my level. Okay,
there
here we go. This
go.
Is
what
it.
What is it?
I don't know.
Thanks
for the memories.
Thanks for the memories.
And I had to tell you.
That's it. That's
and you were
going
to tell me what the famous saying was.
Well, I forgot.
Okay, well, thank you for chatting with us then.
I thank you.
Okay, and your name once again?
Bridget Bardo.
A.K.A.?
A.K.A.
Your real name?
William Shakespeare.
Shall we try that one more time? Your name is? Okay, and your name once again?
President Reagan.
Let's try another name.
Well, I forgot.
Let's try another name.
Lip.
Shall we try that one more time? Your name is?
Television screen.
Let's try another name. Okay, well, thank you for chatting with us, then.
I thank you.
Okay, and your name once again?
The coupon.
Okay, you've been around. Well, thanks for chatting with us, and we've got to go talk to somebody else strange and boring, so we're going to let you go now.
Okay.
One last question.
What's that?
How much have you had to drink this evening?
Oh, at least, 2 half gallons of tequila, 2 half gallons of vodka, 2 half gallons of scotch, and 2 half gallons of whiskey. Bob Oak. Sorry about that, Republican. Okay.
Ah, well, that explains everything. Well, thank you very much.
Love y'all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Mom. We're here to let you know that Paul Mack is having his 101st tape anniversary, and we wanted to find out if you knew that.
I beg your pardon?
Paul Mack is having his 101st tape anniversary. Didn't you know that?
No.
You know who Paul Mack is, don't you?
No.
No?
You don't know who Paul Mack is.
Oh, my God.
Well, we're sorry to bother you, then.
Bye.
Sound, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah. Somebody knows Paul Mack. They're smart. They don't want to answer the phone. Another big Paul Mack fan.
They're to be found everywhere.
Oh, God. Poor Paul. Fan here, ladies and gentlemen.
How much time we got there, Jim?
Gee,
I was laying in a gutter. I was laying in a gutter. No one see me, not even my own mother. I said, hey, throw me a line. I need to climb out of this here gutter. And then somebody, I mean some good soul, he threw me a line that I'll never forget. He threw me the movie line. And now I've been calling everything. And now I'm out of the gutter door. Hey, happy anniversary. Yeah, it's a good line, man. Thanks a lot, man. If it wouldn't be for this line, I would still be in the gutter, man, I swear. So, movie line, thanks a lot.
Gee, what a tremendous piece.
Was that the best so far, or what? Huh?
Sounded good.
Okay, sure. Anyway, well, we're back. And we just found out, we're now calmed down, but where's all the noise? I want noise. Give me noise. Bombs. Somebody give me noise.
Hey.
Yeah, noise.
There we go. Woo! Calm down.
Well, and the girls want to know why there's not another case of champagne. They're all...
Oh, I'm going
come on,
can
you get that open for us, Jim? Come on.
Get back here, will you? All right, here we go.
Somebody mentioned drinks.
No, I don't do that. All right, anyway, now, I want to... Bob has stopped by. Bob?
Yeah. I'm here to visit Paul.
Thank you very much. And Bob, you brought your lovely, charming wife, Anita. How are you?
Fine.
Give me a break.
Paul, as you know, you call this your 101st special.
That's
but, of course, no one's going to call it Paul, so you might as well not call it anything.
Get that kid out of here.
It's the truth, Paul. Let's face it.
You're not going to do any more announcing for me, son.
Fine. I'm going home to mother.
Don't you always. I want to ask you something before you go real quick, Bob. Is there any possibility on the Bob wedding video that you're going to have a translation when the cantor is doing his soft shoe up there?
Subtitles, yeah!
Is there any possibility, Anita?
Sure, we're going to have a punk rock.
I'd like to have like some kind of a translate, you know. All right, here we go. On with another piece of brilliance.
Hi, this is Carlos from L.A., and I just want to wish you a happy 101 years old on the movie line. Keep it going. You really got a good thing going. I'm not much of a movie goer, per se, but I've learned a great deal about movies just by listening to your tapes, so keep it going. Don't get any wild ideas in your head about shutting down.
Hello, Mr. Mac. This is Judge Dredd. I just called to say a very special happy 101 birthday. Yep, 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 yep. Happy birthday, Mr. Mac. Happy birthday, Mr. Mac. Yeah.
This is Karen, Grateful Dead, and Eli doesn't have to worry about being a little different because you guys are different. Happy anniversary, happy birthday, or whatever it is, you know. I haven't called the tapes as much as I'd like to, but I don't really get around to seeing movies as much. You know, concerts, that's a different thing.
Well, hello, Paul. Happy 101st tape from Dale La Cunada, and I don't care what anybody says, but you've got the best production values I've ever heard.
Hello, Paul. This is Tex from the Supersound Telephone Network, and I just want to tell you that I enjoy calling your line, and... keep it going, man. Keep it going. Keep that 855-0999 number running because that's the only one I can call. It's all free. And this is, might be of interest to you, but I think that calling the Paul Mac movie line is better than an obscene telephone call.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Bert Partyline, and I just wanted to congratulate the entire staff and Paul himself on the movie line's 101st tape. And I know you guys have been around for, say, about 6 times as long as my line has been around, so I understand all of the terrible sadness that this line has brought you. No, seriously, folks, as Paul might say, congratulations and bye now.
Hi, Paul. Congratulations on your 101st movie line output tape from John at the Orange County Connections.
Well, happy 101st anniversary tape, Paul, and this is Dave Culver City. And, well, you ran up 101 recordings. Man, you've been going at it for that long a time. Well, that does not surprise me since a lot of lines have been going on for so long a time. Golly, you have taken after Bob Observatory, man. What can I tell you? But, hey... what can I say? But keep it up and keep running that line. And that line, my goodness, that's the name of a line way back in 1980. Well, at least you're on the right track. Well, that's another line that was up years ago. Well, what can I say? You can just link up and I can... Oh, Dennis, feedback. I'll give you enough feedback to give you a short circuit in your system. And, well... have a couple of Zygotes, take these, and you'll have a fluke. But don't say hello to Uncle Dell on your machine. I mean, to tell you, that's ridiculous. Sorry, else you'll be on the Philadelphia night train. And my gosh, I mean.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again.
Uh-huh. Definitely a
call. We're sorry.
So am I.
We're sorry. God. You have reached a number that...
Oh, Jim. Hey. We'll get somebody. We've got to.
Hello?
Hi there. Did you know that Paul Mack was having his 101st tape anniversary?
A what?
A 101st tape anniversary.
Can you hold on a second?
Sure.
Sure, no problem.
Now we're going for the other suspects in the family here.
Why does this always happen when they hear the name Paul Mack? Just a second.
Hello?
Hi, did you know Paul Mack was having his 101st tape anniversary?
No.
You do know who Paul Mack is, don't you?
You do know Paul Mack, don't you?
No.
You don't know Paul Mack?
Nope.
Paul Mack, the movie line, North Hollywood?
Paul Mack, Motherhood, and Apple Pie, and you don't know Paul Mack?
Nope.
Gee.
Thank you for calling, though.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Hello. Doing this under protest.
You are?
Hi. Yes.
Come on.
Hello, I'm Brian W. Feedback, and you're listening to The Movie Line every week, right here on
761-3330.
Well, as you can see, folks, there are mixed opinions on Brian Feedback's tape. What do you think, William? What do you think?
Well, I think it was really nice of him to work so hard on it, but and bringing
right.
it bringing it over in that big hefty bag, you know,
that's
with
right.
With all those orange peels and stuff, though.
Is that a
made it.
Yeah. Jim will add just about anything at this point, folks.
Especially a rubber that big.
Brian,
I mean,
Jason.
Prophylactic.
What's that? Well, folks, you heard it. The first official thing Brian W. Feedback has done in God knows how long. Now we're going to get into something really scary.
Mr. Goodyear, yeah.
No, Mr. Telefun. Bob, by the way, why didn't you contribute to this puppy?
The dog ate it, right?
No, really, Bob, where
the
is it?
The dog ate it. Your mom put
machine.
It in the laundry?
Huh? I'm going to
bring something tomorrow.
You're going to bring something tomorrow?
You mean...
You're going to bring something tomorrow?
You mean we've just heard it.
We heard it on tape. So in other words, later on in this tape, we can expect it.
Uh-huh. Great. Why don't you thank him?
Well, thank you, Bob.
Yeah, that was really great.
Don't thank Bob.
Did you hear that?
All right, yeah. Let's have everybody. Let's just talk.
I was in the bathroom at the time, but I didn't hear it. I'll call Movie Line and listen.
Uh oh. Come on.
What was that? What was that?
You're delivering what tomorrow?
Say that again. Wait, Bob. Am I to understand? No, wait a minute. Excuse me, Bob. You look a bit tired. What have you been doing all night?
What have I been doing all night?
Yes.
Working on your tape since. Early
is this true, Anita? Is that what he really did last night?
You
Who's
fool.
Candy, okay? That's all I wanted.
Candy
know.
Who?
No, Candy.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, Candy. Okay.
Bob comes in here dragging. Like, I mean, you can't even... He's dragging his ass. And she's smiling. She says he was up all night working on the tape. But if that's true, what is she smiling about?
Yeah, what are you smiling about anyway?
Who was she with while you were with your sister?
Yes. And you're worried
Richie
about Candy,
who?
Huh?
Wait a minute. We're forgetting something. Nino's segment. Or does it really not mean that much?
Nino who?
Nino Telefun.
Gesundheit.
Okay. All right, here we go. Everybody, let's really do a great lead-in for Nino's part because, you know, he's sitting home. You know what he's doing right now? He's listening to this on the phone in bed with his wife.
That's right.
She's
yeah.
asleep, and he's laughing.
Wait a minute. Hold it. We're all in bed with Jan.
Oh! I like that.
Hey, wait. None
Jim,
of that.
Get your foot out
I'm
of there.
I'm sorry.
Just a minute. Stop that.
Bob,
I want you to know that you
quick.
Don't F-U-C. Yes. Shut up. I'm putting up for my buddy.
Oh,
I mean,
baby.
Sticking up for him.
Yes, that's him. And to think he'd let you.
Just a minute. You've got to understand that you don't F-U-C-K with Nino or his wife or his dog.
Unless, of course, he's out of town.
Then you use the cats. What's the matter with you?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of America, here is Mr. Nino Telefun's thing.
Jan, hand me the popcorn.
Well, if you're working on your tape right now, don't bother picking up the phone. It's not real important. And yes, I did forget your personal number. So that's okay, because you'll get this tape eventually. I was just wondering if you'd listened to that thing yet. And that's really it. Wanted you to hear the episode. Give me a call when you do. I guess I'll find out tomorrow night, or maybe even tonight, whether or not you liked my little segment. If it's not there, I'll know that I screwed up. But, hey, you know, what can I say? It was an effort, and I want you to know that it took 2 days out of my life. And looking forward to 101. See you later, Bob, Paul, Brian W., Dennis, whoever may happen to be over there at this time, Christy, Don Knotts, Bob Hope. Oh, you know, we had the trivia question on here. We had, when I asked who originally played the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz, you'll like this, Paul. One of the callers, I don't remember who it was, I think it was Mickey Canoga, said it was Bob Hope because he's the only one she could think of with a nose like that. So I you'd appreciate that. Anyway, we're history.
All right, man.
Oh, God, Nino, that was a piece of brilliance.
I could just see him hovering over that machine, man. He must have worked his fingers off, well, his nose off, anyway.
Can you wipe the butter off, please?
Nino, that I got to hand it to you. That was, Bob, what'd you think? I hope your segment's going to be as good, if not better than that. Okay?
Yeah, come on, Bob.
Is it going to be that good, Bob?
Paul, that was so good. I don't know if God himself could top anything that
well,
could.
Thank you, Bernie.
Who are you kidding, Mac? Huh? I mean, you've been handing it to us for years.
Yeah. I'm going to take it away now.
The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away.
Now,
please,
wait a minute.
Take it away.
That is only for David Kyle to decide. Here we go. All right. Bob, you gotta go. You're looking at, you pointing at your watch, going out toward the door. What is this news? You're leaving us?
Time to leave, Paul.
Well, Bob, Anita, I want to thank you very much for staying with us here. And the official word on the subtitles for the canter is a yay.
Only if you'll
or
do
nay.
The voiceover.
Okay, I'll do the voice. Nick Nark makes Nick Mock, Nick Nork, Nick Nark, Nick Mock, Dog Day to Ba. Okay, thank you very much.
MTV, yeah.
Okay. Bobby.
Asa Yolson, he'll never be. I'm sorry.
Thank you guys for stopping. Really, thank you very much.
Yeah, really, thanks a lot. We'd have been bored to tears if you hadn't come by.
Can you do me a big favor, Bob? Can you take this loser with you?
Please, Bobby. I'll do anything. I'll mop your floor. I'll clean your kitty litter box. Oh, but. See you, Jim. Bye, bye, guys. Thanks for stopping
bye.
By, all of you.
Bye. Bye, they're going. They're going.
See you, kids. Drive safe. Okay. Take your toys out and play on the freeway.
Yeah. Well, Bill?
It's just you and me against the world, pal.
Well, we lost those puppies. What do you think?
Give you something that I've wanted to give you for a long time. This is my own production of Impressions of the Phone World, Verbal Tie Man. And you know, if you ask me, I think if I had a job, to be completely honest with you, if I had a job, I'd go out and give all my money to the bums on Skid Row, because anybody else who does that is a phony asshole. Paul Mack. 33:30, time for another week of film lifted fun. This is Paul Mack. Anyway, Paul, this is Dennis here. No, that's not Dennis DeCrepo. Sorry about that. Paul, we wish you a happy birthday from our production house. We'll talk to you later. Thank you very much, because it's been fun talking to you.
One more time. Listen to that.
Hello?
Hi, did you know Paul Mack was having his 101st tape anniversary? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, did you know Paul Mack was having his 101st tape anniversary?
No.
You didn't?
No.
You know who Paul Mack is, right? North Hollywood, the movie line?
No.
You don't?
Paul Mack, Motherhood, and Apple Pie, and you don't know Paul Mack?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, dear.
This is very upsetting.
Another loss for Paul Mack. Well, thank you very much, ma'am.
Okay.
Well, Bill, are we having fun yet?
Well, I'm having a great time. And it looks like everybody else has been having a great time, too,
We're having a lot of fun.
Really what is this? Well, hold it. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you, man.
What happened?
Looks like we're getting a special a message coming through on the Movie Line Telegraph. The hotline has come. It's another testimonial for your 101st anniversary.
Uh-huh.
It says, congratulations, Bob, on your 101st tape.
What? Wait a minute.
Signed
here.
Richie Calcom?
Wait a minute.
Oh, now that makes sense.
That's great. Who said? Did you do that?
It came right through. Look, it's right here.
Who
Richie
taught you how to read Morse code? I mean, what is this?
Thanks, Rich. We appreciate
Rich,
having you.
Love you, Rich.
Another unsolicited testimonial.
Hey, that's great.
Wait a minute, what do you mean Paul's not getting married? This is the movie line. Pardon me, Paul. We want to congratulate you, Paul, for this marvelous 101st tape. And maybe if you're lucky, me and Nino and, you know, Wild William over there and, you know, Mr. Clothesline will keep you hanging around for another 101 tapes. But then again, we might just decide that, well, maybe it's time for you to retire and have a few little Macs out there. But I want to tell you, Paul, it's been a pleasure working with you when I have had the chance to work with you these last 101 tapes. And to show you how far back Mr. Mac really goes here, we're going to give you an idea of just how far back me and Mr. Mac go. I'm going to play you a little excerpt here when Paul Mac was basically just a nobody. Not that he is somebody now, but where'd that tape go anyway?
Hello, this is Paul Mac, and well, I'm... I'm sorry. Excuse me. You can cut that out, can't you? I would appreciate. Don't leave that. Well, this has been Paul Mac signing out from beautiful downtown North Hollywood.
Bill, it's been fun having you down here.
Paul, thank you for having me over.
I know you've got to get back to next
door.
Yeah,
well, Dean Martin is filming a roast next door in Studio B, and I had a few minutes between breaks.
Who are they doing this week?
Well, this week is great. It's really been a great show. They're doing Madonna.
Madonna.
Yeah, Madonna, who once said. If Michael Jackson can sing about getting a girl pregnant, I can sing like a virgin. Anyway, I got to get going.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me over.
Thank you, Bill, for coming down here. You're as wild as ever.
You're absolutely right.
I want to thank
thanks
you, sir.
Can you hear that? That's a handshake, folks.
Sure
and
is.
And a hearty handshake.
And a Laurel,
it was a Hardy and Laurel handshake.
Laurel and Hardy handshake. Right.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Excuse me, what are you doing? Excuse me, does this machine have to be on while you do this? Will you turn it off? What are you doing, practicing your yoga?
Oh, Yogi? Yogi Bear?
No, yoga! Yoga!
Yogi Bear be my favorite.
Huh?
I like it, Yogi Bear.
What are you talking about?
I watch it in Yogi. Oh, boy, let us get some picnic basket. And then the Bobo say, oh, but the Mr. Ranger will catch us, Yogi, and we no can do. You ever watch Yogi Bear?
Okay, I think I've caught that a couple of times. Anyway.
Okay, very good cartoon, no?
You're going now.
Okay, again. I am gone.
Right.
Paul, do a hell of a good job. I'm glad that you did not, go down, despite what rumor said that you might be going down, but good thing you didn't go down, good thing you're not going down, and good thing that there is no more ring out at 761-3330, and also that there's going to be some new stuff on 906 3000. Paul, you're doing a good job, I commend you. Good meeting you at the party, and hope to meet you again sometime in the future, and keep those tapes up and going, and because, Paul, we love those tapes. We love them. Any rate, this is Rich E. Calcom calling you all the way out here from beautiful Chatsworth, reminding you that you can always call Calcom 407-111.
Well, the before we wind up another fun-filled chapter of anniversary programming, I'd just like to thank all my friends and callers who made this two-part special a reality. From the devoted caller who listens to Movie Line reruns, all the way down to the man who checks the meters downstairs from the Department of Water and Power. I'd especially like to thank my special guests who made this package a unique challenge. And they are Mr. Brian W. Feedback, Mr. William Wild, Dennis DiCrepo, Nino Telefun, Bob Observatory and his wife Anita, Jim Clothesline, Santa Happy the Dwarf Kime, Apula Brat Dawaladu Has-Been, John Revolting, Theodorcus Forcus, Barney Five, Ann Mack, and Christy. Well, there you have it. Another great reunion of the phone stars. These people checked their egos at the door just so that you and I could celebrate this very special event. And out of all the line runners of all the world, with all the many busy things they have to do, these were the ones who decided to show up. And I think that's kind of special. Good night, and God bless.
For your complimentary slice of cake, along with one scoop of chocolate dip ice cream, send your letter or postcards with the aforementioned request to P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. Portions of this program have been pre-recorded. This has been a Paul Mac presentation.